Since hitting an all-time high of 163,000 in 2006, the number of people in prison in California has been going down. It's now about 133,000, in large part thanks to realignment. But overcrowding is still a serious issue. California prison facilities were really only designed to hold just under 80,000 people. Though managing the prison system is one of the state's biggest ongoing challenges, we don't always hear very much about the thousands of people living behind bars. So KALW has joined forces with the San Quentin Prison Report to help you understand what's going on in California's prisons through radio stories produced by the inmates themselves.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
SQPR is a media collective of prisoners and volunteers from the community working together to give voice to personal growth, social transformation, and restorative justice.
SQPR.
Our mission is to create documentaries, films, and audio programs that broaden and challenge the conversation around crime, punishment, and rehabilitation in the United States.
Derek Holloway grew up in a Christian family with solid values, he says. But somewhere along the way, he started selling drugs and, as he tells it, participating in a lifestyle that led him to commit a murder. After being convicted and sentenced to life in prison, Holloway found his way back to the faith of his youth. He became a pastor, and he started preaching the word of God. From the San Quentin Prison Report, Greg Eskridge has that story. And a note to our listeners, the Media Lab at San Quentin is in the old laundry facilities, and every so often the rusty pipes become part of the audio landscape. Here's Greg.
No matter what you're going through, no matter how hard, difficult, how you may not have all of the finances, all of the things that you want, you should never give up because you receive so much mercy, so much. We should all be in a grave. We should all be in a devil's hell.
It's Sunday morning in San Quentin's Garden Chapel. Derek Holloway, an inmate preacher, is giving a sermon to the congregation. He theatrically walks up and down the aisle, playfully entertaining the crowd. He seems born to do this, but this isn't the life Derek has always lived. Although he had a stable upbringing that evolved around family and church, at the age of 15, his mind started to wander.
I started to, you know, be attracted to things that was outside of the home, that was more glamorous, you know, the street life and how cats was living out there. And, you know, I wanted that fame. I wanted that, the fortune, you know what I mean? I wanted all of that stuff that came along with it, you know what I mean? Because it was exciting for me, you know what I mean? And I thought that the kind of life that I had seen exemplified by mama and daddy, I was like, man, that's boring. I'll deal with that later on in life when I get older, you know?
Still, Derek stuck with school and even ended up playing basketball for Miles College in Alabama. But although he loved the sport, his desire for money was much greater.
So I'm getting on the phone, calling people, and they like, man, we doing this, we doing that, man, you need to come get some of this money. And I was like, man. So the next thing I know, man, I just quit school, quit the basketball team, and just went back to California. You know, and that's when I started to get into the drug game, you know what I mean? And started learning some things about the drug game and started learning some things about the street life. That just did more to influence me to go in the wrong direction.
The drug life that he thought would bring him fame and fortune also came with a dark side that eventually caught up with him. In 1997, Holloway was sentenced to 37 years to life for a first-degree murder and robbery.
God has to make an interruption in your life sometimes in a dramatic way. When you live that kind of life, this is the end result, whether dead or prison. It's the same thing, you know, there's a loss of liberty. Coming to prison for murder was just par for the course because I had really gotten off track. So it took prison to say, stop, take a look at your life.
Soon after his incarceration, he began reflecting on his life and knew he had to make a change. This ultimately brought him back to the roots of his spiritual faith.
You know, I was faced with myself, you know, and being locked in the cell, you know, I was locked in there with me. And I had to really face what I had to do. And the first thing I had to do was ask my both my mother and father both to come visit me, and because I wanted to ensure them that they did everything that they could, that the choices that I made was the choices that I made. So that's where I am right now, is going back to seeing that example of what it looks like to be a godly man. And so that's my desire now. But because I received mercy gives me all the reason in the world why I shouldn't faint, why I shouldn't give up, which is the title of this message. Never give up, because right now is not forever. No matter how bad our situation is, no matter how bad our circumstances are, we may be going through something that seems to be...
Not long after reconnecting with his parents and spiritual upbringing, he says he experienced a calling.
It's not something that I would have chose. I would have just chose to be a pew warmer. Just let me go to church. I'm cool with that. However, God began to speak to me about things, about life issues and about the church, about society, about our community, and saying, you know, look at this. And so something began to be birthed in me.
And that's when, to the surprise of many, Holloway became a preacher.
I never would have imagined that you would be carrying that Bible, man. I mean, you like really, really carrying that Bible, huh? Yeah, brother, I'm really, really carrying this Bible. And so for them, man, to know me, and some of them were childhood friends that knew me, you know, growing up and seeing my illicit activities. And so to see me now, it's really a testament to God, and not to myself, but it's a testament to God, that God is able to change anybody. You know what I mean? God is always, always able. We just have to be willing to be changed. We may be going through something that seems to be as though it's going to last forever. But however, we know the text tells us that it can change in any moment, any second, any moment of the day. It can change. Our whole situation can turn around. So that is enough for us never, ever to give up. This moment is not forever. It's not going to last forever.
In the Bible, there's a story about a prodigal son who left the loving care of his father and began living a reckless lifestyle. In essence, Holloway's story could be compared to that one, and he tells it that way. How he left a stable life under the roof of a Christian father for a life of chaos, and ultimately, he had to return home and ask for forgiveness.
Lord God, there are many prodigal sons out there, God. Would you call them, Lord? Call them unto yourself, Father, and we will give your name the praise for it, all of the honor and the glory. Amen and amen.
For all the love that you give, and for always teaching us.
I'm Greg Eskridge, reporting for SQPR, reminding you to take the time to listen.